It's a tense morning for loads of families today. That dreaded moment where thousands of teenagers open the results of their exams this morning. They might have started studying for their exams during the pandemic, but they will be the first cohort since then not to receive more lenient marks in their exams. Steve Taylor is CEO of the Cabot Learning Federation, who run 13 secondary schools in our area and have plans for a new free school in Bristol. We'll talk about that free school in just a second's time, but Steve joins me now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Paris.
Lovely to have you on the programme and thank you for your time. How are you feeling about this year's GCSE results then, Steve?
Yeah, well, I think you're absolutely right, Paris. It is a nervous day for families. And, you know, we are keen to understand as much as possible about how the students have done and what that means for, you know, next year's year 11s and what we can learn about how the exams are generally in the country. But we kind of pause everything for this morning because it's all about the students, of course. You know, for any of us, this only ever happens once that we get our GCSE results. So our focus is on making sure that it's a very personal experience for them and their families. And that's as positive as possible. And I think, I mean, you mentioned it in your introduction, you know, they'll have had approximately half of their secondary school experience would have been during the pandemic. So of course they will be affected by that. And what we see are some hugely resilient, resourceful, admirable young citizens that we can all be proud of. So if you know a 16-year-old, I think, you know, that they're a good friend to have, frankly. So really looking forward to seeing some students today and celebrating with them.
We're expecting, if any, the A-levels is anything to go by, Steve, we're expecting a bit of a drop. What resources do you have on hand for those disappointed pupils? And what's your general advice to those who haven't got what they need?
Yeah, well, I think the thing is, I mean, we'll come and, well, I'm sure we'll talk about post 16 in a minute, but, you know, the key thing is about destinations, I suppose, Paris. You know, what do I need as a student to get in onto a course that's the right one for me? And, you know, using your GCSE grades that you have to get you onto the right course post 16 will be a priority, I think. I mean, I think that what we'll probably find, you know, everything about the pandemic has affected disadvantaged families more. So, you know, if you're thinking about school attendance, but also ill health, you know, and some of the inequalities that we know about in society will have been reinforced through the pandemic, and education is no exception to that. So, you know, there will be some students that are disappointed. And I suppose as a country, you know, we do need at some stage to get back to a scenario where we've got full specifications. You know, that's the first time we've had that. You know, every aspect of each subject area has had to be examined this time. So there's been a lot of change, and there's been a lot more pressure, I suppose, this year on candidates. So we'll be trying to be as supportive as possible to make sure that they're on the right course next. And where that includes retaking exams, we'll try and make sure that that's available too.
Yeah, and it is that awful moment, Steve, when you, because you think at that age, you think it's the end of the world, like this is the biggest decision I'm ever going to make. But there's always options out there, and it's something always works out in the end.
Well, I think, of course, they're important, Paris. You know, we talk to students, and I know that parents do too, to say that these, it's an important thing, but it's a milestone, isn't it? And you know, people move on to the next phase of their life and continue to be successful, and there will be a route for people to have a fulfilling post 16 experience, you know, keep learning, and, you know, find themselves in exciting career opportunities. You know, the Bristol area is a great place to grow up if you're interested in having exciting career, I think. And, you know, that's what we're keen to open up. So you're absolutely right. You know, if you're disappointed today, you know, do reflect, but ultimately it really isn't the end of the world.
Yeah. Let's talk about the new free school then, Steve. What can you tell us about it? Sort of who will it be for? Where will it be?
Yeah, well, I mean, this was also on the news bulletin, I think, that there's only 15 in the country that have been announced this week, and only three in the southwest, two of them in Swindon and this one in Bristol. And it's really close to the South Gloss border. So effectively, the students are likely, most likely to come from East Bristol, East Central Bristol and South Gloss. And you may already be aware that there's a bit of a shortfall in places anticipated in secondary education at the moment in the town. in the city. And so, you know, by 2025, there's likely to be 700 places shortfall. So this will be serving that need. And that's just Bristol. That doesn't take into account South Gloss too. So it's really well situated in the part of the city that we already serve with Post 16. So we already have a Post 16 provision. It's based at John Cabot Academy at the moment. And we'll be doubling that, those numbers on roll, but the building will be absolutely brand new, state of the art, on Speedwell Road.
And do you know what sort of sectors will be catered for, or are you not aware of that at this time?
Well, the track record we've got at Post 16 is, it's interesting because it links a bit with your previous question. You know, supporting students that haven't always, you know, got the highest grades at GCSE, for example. We do have some very successful students too, but we help to accelerate them through Post 16 so that they end up on level three or, you know, degree level courses. We'll be anticipating that by the end of their time in the Post 16 provision, that they'll be at university or a high level apprenticeship or in work. You know, there's already some really good data about how many students are in that place. But, you know, we're trying to make sure that they are well prepared for the kind of sectors that are prominent in the Southwest too, you know, in the Bristol area. And, you know, who's to say that in 5 years' time, precisely what those sectors will be. So there'll need to be some kind of agile planning to make sure that the young people are ready to go into the world of work. But there will be a strong focus on careers in the provision.
Yeah. Finally, Steve, have you got a time frame on this, when you think it might be up and running?
Yeah, well, we're in our bid, we said that we'd be keen to have it up and running by 2025. So it's likely to be a 2 year program. But I think the exciting thing will be that there'll be a brand new site. I think it will be quite eye catching, you know, because it's on the top of a hill, not least because of that. That should be in place. We should see that developing over the coming months.
Lovely. Okay, Steve, thank you very much for your time this morning. Steve Taylor, CEO of the Cabot Learning Federation, on those plans for a new free school for Bristol and generally about today's GCSE results. Of course, good luck from all of us here at BBC Radio Bristol.